Prince Rupert is continuing its efforts in advancing reconciliation and relationships with Indigenous communities. With approval in the 2025 budget to develop a Reconciliation Action Plan, the City and Kaksin Community Services Society's Indigenous Relations Committee has been working together on generating the next steps as they look to proceed with the plan. The costs for public works under the plan are up to $30,000, with partial funding from the Union of BC Municipalities Urban Communities Partnering for Reconciliation Pilot Program. The committee has been meeting with local leaders over the past year, including Mayor Herb Pond and RCMP Officer in Charge Gerald Walker, to learn about initiatives and share feedback on how services can be made more inclusive to Indigenous residents. In addition to general promotion of improved understanding, the committee is also supporting the city's objective to generate a Reconciliation Action Plan, which will provide tangible and measurable objectives for the city to work towards in the years ahead, said Veronica Stewart, Prince Rupert Manager of Communications, Engagement and Social Development. Stewart added that the process follows the direction of Council's Reconciliation Framework Policy to develop an additional action plan based on community priorities. As part of the planning efforts, staff and the committee are creating a youth and elder-focused videography and media summer camp for Indigenous youth aged 14 to 18. We will be bringing in storytelling, videography and media experts to provide participants with a variety of skills which they will practice on one another as well as elder participants, Stewart stated. The video process will include questions regarding how the municipality can be more inclusive and accommodating to Indigenous residents, and what reconciliation looks like to Indigenous youth and elders. Other planning efforts include coordinating a public engagement event in September, in alignment with the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The event will feature a public survey component for those unable to attend, and additional project funds will be used to hire a facilitator to conduct and report on event engagement, which will feed into the plan to be compiled by staff.